put his position on display. He already put it on the line. He said, look, I will give you my own son and spare him nothing. I spare nothing. Now, if he did that, do you think he will not, along with Christ, also give us everything else? If the Father gave the Son to damnation, abandonment that sin required, if the Father gave His own Son to be made sin for us, will He not give us the blessings which that act purchased? That's obvious. So he says, look, God's not about to change His mind. He already made the major gift. He gave you His Son. And by the way, as a footnote, He gave you His Son to die for you when you hated Him and were unworthy. And now all He needs to do is give you the blessings that you're now that you're His children. Your condition changes. If He could love you when you were wicked and sinful and give you His Son, the greatest gift, can He not love you now that you're His child and give you the lesser gifts, eternal blessings? That's his point. Infinite love isn't going to change. God isn't going to change. That's why we're secure. The same God who loved us when we were sinners and gave us His Son is the same God who loves us now that we're His children and will give us the blessings His Son procured for us. People would say, well, but we're not worthy to receive those blessings. That's right, but we weren't worthy to receive the salvation in the first place. And there's a sense in which we could say we were less worthy then than we are now. So he says, if you're looking at God and thinking maybe God is going to change his mind, he already put his view on the line. Now somebody will come along and say, well, here's another option. Maybe God doesn't want to do it, but maybe Christ does. Maybe Christ would like to get rid of us. Maybe he's had enough of us. Look at verse 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Stop at that point. In verse 33, he says, look, it won't be God who will turn against you. We already pointed that out. He justified you. In verse 34, he says, it won't be Christ who will condemn you. He already died for you, was raised for you, is at the right hand of God and interceding for you. I mean, they've already made their statement pretty clear. Back to verse 33 for a moment. This introduces another component into the situation, and we need to address that.